Blog Talk Radio.
Stevie B's Media Production is a part of the Shellcaster Network.
The proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ by members of the Churches of Christ. With your host, Stevie R. Butler. You're listening to the Gospel Light Radio Show.
There's a call comes ringing o'er the restless waves. Send the light. There are souls to rescue. There are souls to save. Send the light. We will spread.
Good evening. Thank you for tuning in to the Gospel Light Radio Show. Your host this evening is Stevie R. Butler from the state of North Carolina. And tonight's show is a special edition with my co-host, Dr. Frank Washington from the state of Florida. Ladies and gentlemen, we are grateful that you are tuning into our radio broadcast this evening. This radio show is brought to you by loving and faithful members of the Churches of Christ. We ask you to take out your Bibles and study along with us. We have a very exciting show planned for your spiritual enlightenment and your edification. If you'd like to contact us while we're on the air this evening, just give me a call to the live show at 713-955-0508. If you have any questions or comments for any of my co-hosts on this radio show, you can send me your emails to my new email address, butlersteve1009@yahoo.com, or you can call me at the Stevie B's Media Production Studio. 0491-6405. Now again, this program is brought to you by members of the Churches of Christ. And if you need any assistance in locating a congregation in your area, please feel free to contact us. Now folks, get out your Bibles and study along with us here on the Gospel Light Radio Show.
You're listening to the Gospel Light Radio Show.
Now, before we go into our program for this evening, I would ask that you would bow with me in a word of prayer that we may thank God for this opportunity. Our most kind, gracious, loving Heavenly Father, the Father, Lord, and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for allowing us to go through the various activities of the day and placing it on our hearts that we are on this broadcast and we are prepared now to present a portion of your holy and divine word. Father, we pray that you'll be with my co-host, Dr. Frank Washington, on the show this evening as he breaks unto us the bread of life. We also pray that you would bless him and his family that support their efforts, that he may continue to sow the seed of the kingdom. Father, we pray that you will bless our listeners who are tuning in to this radio show through Blog Talk Radio as well as through social media. We pray that they may listen well, and that their hearts may be pricked, and it will cause them to consider their eternal stance before you and their soul salvation. And it will cause them to ask the question, what must I do to be saved? Father, we thank you so much for sending the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, to die such a cruel death on Calvary's cross. For we recognize that without such a sacrifice, we would not have a hope of eternal life. Father, even now, we ask that you forgive us for the sins we've committed in our minds and our bodies. We know our flesh is weak, and we often fall short of your will. Father, we pray that you'll continue to bless us and keep us and love us all the days of our lives. And if we have been faithful until death, Father, we pray that you'll save us. For it's in Christ's name we do ask it all. Amen.
You're listening to the Gospel Light Radio Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning into the broadcast. Our speaker for this evening's broadcast will be my co-host, Dr. Frank Washington. He serves with the West Broward Church of Christ there in Plantation, Florida. He'll be making this proclamation of the gospel of Christ this evening. Open up your Bibles now and open your minds, and let's have a great show. After the break, the next voice you hear will be that of my co-host, Dr. Frank Washington. Enjoy the show.
You're listening to the Gospel Light Radio Show. Give your attention to the proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Now, my co-host, Dr. Frank Washington, and his subject, what does the Bible say about pornography?
Thank you, Brother Stevie B, for, again, another opportunity to share my faith in Jesus Christ and to be on this program to talk to all of our great listeners who are listening to this program. And I really appreciate this great forum that you set up for all ministers who would like to show their faith and talk about their faith in Jesus Christ. Now, today I will be talking about a topic that you probably will not hear from the pulpit, You may want to send the children to the other room and let them watch something else. I've toned this down a little bit, so I'm hopeful that you will appreciate this lesson. And there's going to be some good comments in here, and also words from the Word of God as to how we as Christians must handle or be able to know what's going on with this thing called pornography. The blunt truth about pornography is that it threatens the believer's salvation and clouds his or her pure mind. Pornography is something that distorts the Christian's perspective. It distorts their way of thinking. It distorts their reality. Have you ever wondered how pornography started? Well, we're going to get into that. The main point of the message is pornography is a real problem, not only in the world, but also in the church. Now, what are the basic questions that we need to know about pornography? Those are some of the things we're going to talk about. What can we do to protect our families and our marriages? What can we do to guard our hearts from being caught in the web of lust? And if you're struggling, how can you break free? Now, by watching or reading pornography, you are being mentally, emotionally, and spiritually fooled by Satan. Now, the points I'm going to make here is by operating with these five phrases that we're going to look at in just a few minutes, you will understand why porn is such a real problem, not only in our homes, but also in our churches. In a book written by Stephen Audubon, Fred Stoker, and Mike Yorkey, Every Young Man's Battle, the author writes, women seldom understand why men are the way they are. Well, here's what's happening. How do people first get exposed to and hooked on pornography? Well, the first part of it, we might say, is natural. Males are naturally stimulated by sight, and they can be as young as 5, 6, 10 years old. But this is the way God made them. However, that does not make pornography right. There is a proper outlet for this, and that is the marriage relationship. But it is a fact that men are naturally stimulated by sight, and many times women fail to understand and appreciate that. Now, in that book, Every Young Man's Battle, the authors write, women seldom understand this because they aren't sexually stimulated in the same way. Their ignitions are tied to touch. Their ignitions are tied to quality time and relationship. They view this aspect of sexuality, or they view this aspect of our sexuality as shallow. Now, in another book written by Gary Chapman, The Five Love Languages, this book outlines five general ways that romantic partners, husband and wives, express and experience love. They are acts of service. For example, honey, what can I do for you? You know, either from the husband or the wife. Honey, what can I do for you? How can I, you know, serve you today? Besides the act of service, is gift giving. For example, honey, after work today, I stopped by the store and bought you flowers just because, and I hope you like them. And by the way, men, women love flowers. So, you know, on your way home tomorrow, please bring flowers for your wife. Thank you. There's also physical touch, quality time. And the quality time, men and women, is in and out of the bedroom. Quality time is just not always in the bedroom. Quality time can be outside of the bedroom as well, going on dates, going on picnics, doing things together. And the last part of the five love language is words of affirmation. I think words of affirmation are very important and very powerful in any relationship. You know, speak love to your wife, speak blessings to your wife. And these are just a few of the things that Mr. Chapman utilizes in his book. So the wife of one of the authors even said, first heard how men are being, you know, insightful. It seems so wild and unlike anything I could imagine. She says, I had a hard time believing it and occasionally even wondered if men were making it up. Now, the writers continue, because women can't relate. They have little mercy on us and rarely choose to dress modestly. Hopefully, that isn't the case with Christian women. But what does this have to do with pornography? Well, some have taken this built-in desire that God gave men and have perverted it. They twist it into something that God never intended. It's what we call pornography or porn. And the Bible clearly warns married couples that your body isn't your own. Let me say that again. The Bible clearly says, married couples, your body isn't your own. So stop defrauding one another. In essence, stop blackmailing each other. Stop blackmailing your spouse, what you are supposed to be doing. Those things lead to most men and some women to going into or getting into and involved in pornography. Now, a definition of pornography is in order. Pornography comes from two Greek words. One is the word for prostitute, and the other word is for I write or I record. Pornography, therefore, refers to a written or illustrated depiction of prostitution. Now, when are people first exposed to pornography? Some people have said that they were first exposed to it from in the form of magazines that they found under their dad's bed many, many years ago. Again, from the book Every Young Man's Battle, one of the authors stated that he first saw pornography in the form of posters of nude women in his grandfather's shop. Now, these days, many are first exposed to it on the internet. Now, one porn user said, and I quote, once you become addicted to it, you look for more potent, more graphic kinds of material, like a drug addiction. You keep craving something which is harder and gives you a greater sense of excitement until you reach the point where the pornography only goes so far. That jumping off point where you begin to think maybe actually doing it will give you that which is just beyond reading about it and looking at it. Well, you begin to want to act on what you've been watching, and that leads to very serious issues and serious problems in a lot of our relationships. Now, when thinking about the sin involved in porn or pornography, its addictive nature, and the fact that it is so easily accessible, we have to realize that precautions need to be taken with regard to our children. So what about at your house? What about the internet in your home? A very helpful program that I found was called Safe Eyes. This program, Safe Eyes, filters internet pornography where it is available. It blocks inappropriate sites and will email the parent if their child tries to access one of those sites. Parents, I have a question for you. Do you allow your children to go online by themselves? Do you know what your child is watching? Do you know what's on their phone? Do you know what's on their tablet? Do you have a sense of what your child is getting themselves into or watching while you are away or while you're watching TV? It's important that we know what our children are doing on these devices. But here's a question. Why is pornography wrong, Doc? Well, the majority of internet pornography actually occurs many times in the office place. Now, there have been numerous studies that estimated that about 70 to 80% of all internet pornography traffic occurs during the 9-to-5 workday. Now, according to the IDC, a corporation of global marketing intelligence, 30 to 40% of internet use in the workplace unrelated business. Now, Nielsen rating determined that 21 to 30% of all adult sites are accessed from work. Meanwhile, 70% of employees surveyed by Nielsen admit to viewing or sending adult-oriented emails at work. Now, most large companies have gotten smart about this act. Most large employers use blocking features on all company computers to present or prohibit these pornographic and adult website views. So there, we can say that most of our companies are taking action against causing this great epidemic that's going on called pornography. Now, pornography is one of the very uncomfortable subjects that I know people don't like to talk about or preach about in our congregation. But brothers and sisters, this is a very real issue, and it's wreaking tremendous destruction both in people's lives and in their marriages, and it needs to be talked about. It needs to be discussed. Now, the Lord addressed it in Matthew 5, 28, 29, when he says, "But I say to you that whoever looks at a woman to lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart." And we're going to deal with that in a few minutes. But if your right eye causes you to sin, pluck it out, cast it from you, for it is more profitable for you that one of your members perish than for your whole body to be cast in hell. The Lord warned us. But even still, pornography is a problem in the world and in the church. And if you think that nobody in your church is involved in pornography, you might want to think again. Now, here are some statistics involving religious groups. In December of 2000, the National Coalition to Protect Children and Families surveyed 5 Christian college campuses to see how the next generation of believers was faring with regard to sexual purity. 48% of males admitted to current porn use, and 68% of males said they intentionally viewed a sexually explicit site at school. That's a lot of, you know, viewing. A 1996 Promise Keepers survey conducted at one of their stadium events revealed that over 50%, now 50%, 50% of the men, that's half the people in the audience, 50% of the men in attendance had been involved with pornography within 1 week of attending the event. A CNN article by Jason Rovu, dated April 6, 2007, stated that 70% of Christians admitted to struggling with pornography in their daily lives. Now, pornography doesn't only apply to men anymore. Women are also watching pornographic websites as well. Now, pornography is a real problem, even for religious folk. Some might say it's different in the Lord's church, but that's not really true. Sometimes there are Christians who attend service on Sunday morning, then go home to their computers and engage in this secret sin. And in recent years, pornography has become even easier to access because of the internet. This is a billion-dollar business, you know. There used to be a built-in deterrent because one had to physically go somewhere. You all remember the times or the places that you had to go to find, you know, these little outlets. An individual had to go to a store to buy a sexually explicit magazine or rent a video, which also brought up the possibility that someone might see him doing it. Now, with the internet available at your fingertips, people can view pornography and porn in the privacy of their own home, totally anonymous. It just takes a click, and you're in there. It's been said that the 3 A's of the internet have caused the porn industry to explode with growth. And those three are, the 3 A's are accessibility, affordability, and the last one, anonymity. And we might even add the word addiction, which makes it 4 A's. But these things have made pornography and the pornography industry reach record numbers of people worldwide. So what are the effects of pornography? Well, it would take me quite a while to get everything into this, you know, short program, but effects of pornography affects the physical being, it affects the marital status, and it affects you financially. It affects financially. Now, most importantly, we need to consider, as Christians, the spiritual effects of internet pornography. First of all, using internet pornography puts a wall between the viewer and God. But watching pornography or watching porn sites on the internet places a huge wall between you, the viewer, and God. As with any sin that allows or that one allows to linger in their lives, it hinders a person's prayers. It hinders our prayers and blocks our worship. 1 Peter 3:12 says, "For the eyes of the Lord are upon his righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil." Now, the psalmist wrote in Psalm 66:18, "If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear." So when a person allows himself to indulge in the sin of porn, he is actually building a wall between himself and the God of heaven. And so, first of all, using internet porn will put a wall between the viewer and God. Secondly, some will not even obey the gospel or won't be faithful to the Lord or to church because they think they can't quit pornography. They have fallen for the lie that they just can't stop. And they understand there is no point to being a Christian or a faithful Christian if they're going to live in sin. So they just don't bother to try. Now, they risk their souls. Some of you remember back in the day, Flip Wilson, a popular comedian, had a notable skit that he often performed. When he fell into temptation or someone or something made him prone to temptation or sin, he would say, you know, "The devil made me do it." Well, we can't use that as Christians or shouldn't be using that, Christians. So secondly, some will not obey the gospel because they think they can't quit pornography. And third, Proverbs 23:7 says, "For as he thinks in his heart, so is he." So if a person thinks corrupt thoughts, then he is or becomes a corrupt being. If one continually fills his mind with filth and smut, so is he or so is she. The spiritual implications of this don't bode well for Christians the Christian who's involved in pornography. Now, one more spiritual danger about pornography is that over time, the viewer becomes numb to it. 1 Timothy 4:2 speaks of those who have their conscience seared. That is, they have become so numb to sin that it no longer bothers them. It no longer convicts their heart, and shame on them for that. So here's a question that I'm sure somebody may be asking, or may have used at some time or another. Doc, can a woman divorce her husband, watching him viewing porn? Well, that's a good question. I'm glad you asked that question. Here's your answer. Based on my study, first of all, the obvious. Pornography is a direct violation of Scripture. In Ephesians 5:3, the King James Version says, "But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be named among you as is fitting for saints." Another version says, "But among you there must not even be a hint of sexual immorality or of any kind of impurity or of deed, because these are improper for God's holy people." In Matthew 5:28, Jesus says, "But I say to you that whoever looks at a woman to lust for her has already committed adultery in her heart." Now, let's pause for a minute. Let's have a class. It's time for a lesson. Pornography is a direct violation of Scripture. So now there is some clarification that needs to be made here. Because sometimes when people hear Matthew 5:28, they begin to wonder if pornography is a valid reason for divorce. In other words, a woman might reason this way. Well, I caught my husband viewing pornography, and in Matthew 5:28, Jesus equated this to adultery. And since adultery is a scripted reason for divorce, I can divorce my husband because he was viewing pornography. Well, though the reasoning here may be understood, the conclusion is not correct. Matthew 19:9 gives only one scriptural reason for divorce, and that's fornication. And this word means unlawful physical sexual intercourse between two people who are not married. Now, viewing pornography doesn't fit that definition. When one views pornography, Jesus said he commits adultery in his heart or in his mind. The spiritual consequences may be the same, but the physical consequences are not. So let's illustrate this. 1 John 3:15 says, "Whoever hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him." So if you hate your brother in your heart, you are a murderer in the eyes of God. Follow me? Check this. But you won't be taken to jail because of your hate. You won't receive the natural death penalty. However, the spiritual consequences will be the same as if you had really killed your brother. Jesus says, no murderer eternal life. So in a similar sense, looking at porn is adultery of his heart, but it isn't the actual physical act of adultery. Thus, viewing pornography is not grounds for a divorce, but it may lead there. Okay? It may raise a person's desire up so that he or she goes and has an unlawful physical and sexual intercourse relation with someone else. Then he or she has committed adultery. Secondly, pornography is a form of stealing. Someone might say, "Hey, Doc, that's a real stretch." Okay, well, let me see if I can fix it. Think about this. Track this with me. The definition of the word steal is to take the property of another without right or permission. When a man and woman get married, the rights to each other's bodies become those of their spouse. That's right, brothers. The wife's body belongs to her husband, and vice versa. So any pleasure or enjoyment of a sexual nature that might come from her body belongs only to him and him or her. Don't y'all miss this. 1 Corinthians 7, verse number 2, says, "Let each man have his own wife, and let each woman have her own husband. The wife does not have authority over her own body, but the husband does. And likewise, the husband does not have authority over his body, but the wife does." So when a man views pornography, he's using or taking that which is not his to take. In essence, he's taking without right or permission. And that's the definition of stealing. He's taking that which belongs only to her husband. Hebrews 13:4 says, "Marriage is honorable among all, and the bed undefiled. But fornicators and adulterers, God will judge." That body that you have, my brother, doesn't belong to you. You can't block her. You can't do any blocking. Sisters, your body doesn't belong to you. Your body belongs to him. So you can't block either. Neither one of you can block each other. So you might as well enjoy each other while you're in your marriage. You know, have fun. Go out on dates. You know, do things that you did when you first got married. And then there probably will not be a reason for you or anybody else for that matter to even look at pornography sites. Are y'all still with me? I hope you are. Now, outside the marriage relationship, a man is not permitted to view or touch a woman in this way. The Bible calls it sin, which is not his. Inside the bonds of marriage, all the pleasures of the sexual relationship
are between the husband and the wife to enjoy. Proverbs 5, I was about to go somewhere with that, but I think that may be a little too much for you right now. So let me move on. Proverbs 5, 18 and 19 says that a man is to be satisfied with his own wife, and that her breasts should satisfy him at all times. Did you know that was in the Bible? Proverbs 5, 18. A man is to be satisfied with his own wife, and that her breasts should satisfy him at all times. Now, the Bible uses this type of language of euphemism only with regard to the marriage relationship. The commentary says springs and streams refers to the male procreation capacity, with the idea of the foolish as a fountain or spring scattering precious water, a picture of the wastefulness of sexual promiscuity. Now, the result of this type of indiscriminate sin is called streams of water in the streets. You know what that means? It's a graphic description, illegitimate street children of harlotry, i.e. having children out of the bond of marriage. So pornography also steals time that ought to be used for other things. Porn has a draw. I don't know if you all know this. Porn has a draw. What do you mean, Doc, porn has a draw? Well, if a man believes that he's not being satisfied sexually, one look at porn and he becomes hooked. Porn has a way of distorting sexual reality. A man who uses pornography often neglects spending time with his family because instead he is hiding behind the computer, choosing to be away from his wife and children. And many porn addicts spend countless hours, I mean countless hours, involved in this type of sin. You know, thirdly, pornography corrupts the heart. Matthew 12:35 says, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasures bring forth evil things. Well, I have a sermon that I preach to married and singles called What's Down in the Well. Did you all know about that? What's down in the well comes up in the bucket. If a person is filling his heart with filth, filth is going to come out in his life. Finally, pornography is wrong because it contributes to many other sins. Some of the sins may be physical. It may lead to adultery. It will most certainly lead to lying and cover-ups. Well, how do you overcome the sin of pornography? Well, to overcome the sin of pornography, one must have a strong desire to stop looking. Basically, you have to have a strong desire to stop looking. And that's not easy. Those who have conquered this sin, God bless you. You will agree it's easier said than done. Now, the power that porn has over men and women is very strong. When adding in the addiction factor and the brain chemistry, we are dealing with something that is unbeatable unless the porn viewer has a very strong desire to stop. The desire ought to be there, because a person who indulges in porn can't go to heaven while continuing to engage in such a very sinful, this sinful activity. To overcome the temptation of pornography, one must also have a strong determination. This fight can't be entered in on a wishy-washy or half-hearted endeavor. You cannot wean off the desire. You can't just say, okay, I'm going to do it. You simply have to S-T-O-P, stop. You have to make a covenant with yourself like Job did. He said, I have made a covenant with my eyes. Why then should I look upon a young woman? Job made a covenant with his eyes not to look at a woman lustfully. Somebody asked, well, how do you do that? Well, immodesty is everywhere. How can you do that? Well, again, I refer to the book, Every Young Man's Battle. The author suggests the practice of bouncing your eyes. That is, As soon as you see something that you shouldn't see, train yourself to bounce your eyes to something else and stop looking. The point is to avoid things that stimulate sinful desires in you. Now, one of the authors said something when he said something about when driving, you see an attractive and vivacious woman jogging alongside the road, that would start your mind in the wrong direction. Or for someone else, the temptation might come in a different scenario. But provocative is different for every person. But the remedy is the same. It starts with controlling your heart, controlling your mind. It's important to know what is a stumbling block for you and not to let the mind loiter or linger or remain on it. Now, with regard to the internet, many times icons or banners pop up on the screen that might entice you, depending on what you're putting in your Google space or wherever, whatever internet search engine that you have. But it's important to make a covenant with yourself. You know, here's some of the things you might want to say, like, I will not visit those sites anymore. That strong determination is absolutely positively necessary in order to overcome the sin of pornography. Or you pray and study. And I'm sure somebody just said, well, yeah, right. Bro. Yeah, doc, okay. Well, the Bible says in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Brothers and sisters, my friends, there is power in the Lord. And we need to ask for it, especially when we are faced with temptation, when we need to stop and pray. There's power in the name of the Lord. Psalms 119:11 says, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. You know, studying the Bible and hiding it deep in your heart will help you resist temptation, but it takes practice. It's not something you can do today and then think you're going to be able to handle any temptation that comes your way. It is a daily activity. Another good weapon to keep or to help those of you to defeat that addiction of pornography is to have an accountability partner. What's that you're saying, Doc? Listen, I can hear you guys. I can hear your questions. I know you're saying it. I mean, what you talking about, Doc? Well, telling somebody else my addiction, Doc, are you kidding? Nah, that's not going to happen. Well, you know, overcoming a porn addiction is very hard to go through by yourself. You can't do it alone. You're going to need help. And it's good to have someone you trust who will hold you accountable and appreciate confidentiality. Now, he or she, that individual or those individuals, they check up on you and they ask you every day about your progress. How's it going? Is everything okay? What have you been doing today? Somebody might ask, well, where do you find the idea of accountability partner in the Bible? Well, James 5:16 says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. Now, the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much, or it does a lot of good. Galatians 6:2 says, bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Now, if you don't know or trust anyone in your congregation, listen to me good. If you don't know or trust anyone in your congregation and you are dealing with pornography and you want to quit, I highly suggest you seek professional counseling. I'm talking about talk to those people who have degrees in counseling and professional counseling. See your psychologist. But get your mind right first. Get your mind right first. Then seek some time with your senior minister or your pastor to get your spirit right. Let me say that again. Get your mind right first. If you want to quit this and you don't have anyone at your church that you trust and that you know who could be confidential and help you through this and be your accountability partner, get your mind right first. Go seek a professional who has training in these areas. And once you have gotten your mind right, then go see your senior minister or your pastor and get your spirit right. Amen. Now, the burden is much lighter when a Christian brother can, or a Christian sister, can pertain it to sisters, can help you through the problem of pornography. There's even online accountability where a person can have his entire internet surfing record and have the list of sites automatically emailed to a friend of his choosing. Now, one such service is called, I believe it's called Covenant Eyes. I think that's what it's called, Covenant Eyes. And it's located at CovenantEyes.com. That's CovenantEyes.com. Their software blocks objectionable sites and sends reports of internet surfing to the person selected to receive those reports. Now, that's exactly what we are talking about here. Another vitally important thing to do if you want to get out of this is to eliminate the sources. 1 Corinthians 6:18 tells us, flee sexual immorality. Get away from it, or get it away from you. If having your computer in your basement is a stumbling block, move it into the kitchen where everybody can see you using it. Eliminate the threat. Eliminate the temptation, period. Got it? All right, got it. Good. Now, at your home, it may be that you need to buy some software which prevents you from accessing pornographic websites. So give the code to a friend, someone that you know, that you trust, so only he or she can make those changes. Now, finally, and this is very important, finally, change your habits. For many folk, viewing internet porn is a habit in which they have become spellbound. But we humans are creatures of habit. So find something else to occupy your time. Rearrange your day. Rearrange your schedule or the people with whom you're spending time with. Whatever it is, whatever is leading you down this path, my brothers and or my sisters, it's time to change it. So here's a challenge to you as we get to the end of this message. Pornography is a real problem in the world and in the church with real addiction and disastrous consequences. Many young lives and even older lives are ruined because of watching an immense amount of pornography. One man explained that during 1 year, he spent over 1,000 hours a week just viewing internet pornography. And so when asked what happened to his family, he said, I lost them. He went on to say that he lost his job as well. He lost everything because he kept giving in to temptation and sin. Can you imagine losing your family, your job, your reputation, your finances, and finally your eternal soul to a devil's hell? All for the temporary, habitual. It doesn't have to be that way. So do as Job did. Make a covenant with your eyes and start today with a new life. I hope this lesson has helped someone out there. I thank you very much for listening today, tonight, and I hope that God will continue to bless you. And again, if you are struggling with pornography, brother or sister, seek professional counseling first. And then once you get your mind right, then seek out your pastor and get your spirit right. Amen. God bless you. Stay in the grip of God, and may all be well. God bless you.
Is your congregation in need of lending for a building or expansion project? As your partner and advocate, Diversified Financial Network will take the time to understand your unique situation and develop a financing solution that meets your specific needs. It's an exciting time for your congregation, and what you need is a company with expertise in church financing early in the process. Call us today at 1-866-513-6665 or visit us at www.diversifiedfinancegroup.com.
These are the announcements for the events and activities in the Churches of Christ. If you would like to have your events and activities announced on this radio broadcast, just contact me at Stevie B Media Production Studio at 910-491-6405. Or you can send your emails to my new email address, butlersteve1009@yahoo.com. Due to the coronavirus pandemic outbreak, I will not be making any public announcements until further notice regarding public meetings and assemblies, but I will be making announcements regarding the events and activities that are happening on social media. On Thursday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 9 p.m. Central Standard Time and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, there will be a nationwide gospel call sponsored by the Church of Christ in Highland Heights in Houston, Texas. And that telephone number is 857-216-3700. And the access code is 328-497. On Tuesday evening at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, the Dale Press Church of Christ from San Antonio, Texas presents the Women's Virtual Bible Class. And that class will be held on www.zoom.com. And the class ID number is 821-3692-8262. On Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the Churches of Christ Ministers presents the Virtual Sermon Series 101, and the theme is Timeless Truths, there it is, in Truthless Times, live on Facebook and on YouTube, and YouTube channels called Somebody Must Come Preaching. For more information, please contact the Arlington Road Church of Christ at www.arlingtonroadcoc.com and the Hilltop Church of Christ at www.hilltopcoc.org. Daily at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time, the Ladies in Christ Prayer Line, hosted by the Church of Christ at Lafayette, Louisiana. And the telephone number to that prayer line is 605-472-5203. And that access code is 514-859. My co-host Steve Corder on the Gospel Light Radio Show, he has a new book entitled God, Grace, and You. And you can order this new book from the 21st Century Christian Catalog. And just a program reminder, Stevie B Media Production presents, we're airing live shows here on Blog Talk Radio. The telephone number to the live show is 713-955-0508, or type in your search bar www.blogtalkradio.com/gospel light radio show. Every first Monday of the month, today is the first Monday of the month of February, we do a special edition show. That's what you just heard, or that you're hearing right now. And my co-host, Dr. Frank Washington, gave a lesson on pornography on the broadcast tonight. Great job that he always does on this show. Certainly appreciate his efforts. And this show will air from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. And on Tuesday evening, each week from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, I'm hosting a live show, What a Word from the Lord radio show. And that show, each week we have a special guest speaker from the Brotherhood of the Churches of Christ who will be presenting a lesson from the Word of God. We also have the Community Corner segment. That segment is designed for small business owners and entrepreneurs who have products and services for our communities. Also, I have three co-hosts on that show, Lou Gibbers from Overbrook Park Church of Christ there in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and my newest co-host, Shauna Otis from the Greyway Church of Christ in Nashville, Tennessee. She has the Mid-Tennessee Singles Ministry. And my co-host, Isa Mullins, she's from the Helen Street Church of Christ here in Fayetteville, North Carolina. And on Thursday evening, each week from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, I'm hosting a live show, the Gospel Light Radio Show. And I have eight co-hosts on that show who will be presenting lessons from the Word of God. And each week, I have two of my co-hosts on the air with me. I'm also taking a question from my Shouted Out platform on social media, Facebook, that I'll be posing to one of my co-hosts on that live show. And then on Friday night, we have a new time on Friday night. I'm hosting the live show, Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast Radio Show. And our new time is from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 to 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. And on that radio show, I'm playing some of the world's greatest a cappella gospel music artists, the Sweet Sounds of Voices. And every first Friday of the month, we have the Story Glory segment where we're interviewing the artists that we play on this radio show. And on this Friday night, on February the 5th, I'll be interviewing Janice Emerson. She's the core director for the group Praise Unlimited from Nashville, Tennessee. And on the 12th of February, I'm doing a show with Nia Purpose. She's debuting a new single on that radio show. Now, what happened on last Friday night? We did that show with Nia Purpose, but I was having some technical difficulty on that show, so I decided to do that show over again. And because that show was not published to any of the musical platforms once I went off the air, we're going to redo that show again on February the 12th. It'll be a live show with Nia Purpose to be debuting her new music on that radio show. And then on February the 19th, I'm counting down my top 20 fellow gospel songs. This will be the first countdown show for the year 2021. On January the 15th, when I initially had that show scheduled, due to technical difficulty, I guess during the winter months, we have a lot of technical difficulty dealing with the internet, so I've been having some issues in that regard. So we're going to do that show on February the 19th. So the first, that'll be the first countdown show for 2021. And what else we got going on? My on-demand episodes. If you can't listen to any of these live shows, wherever you're getting your favorite podcast from, just type in Stevie B Media Production, and you'll see all of the shows that we're producing here on a weekly basis. We do 3 shows a week on the Stevie B Media Production, and of course the special edition that we do every once a month. And whatever music platform you're getting your podcast from, I always like to shout out these major ones: Spotify, Apple, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, YouTube, just to name a few. And I'd like to thank my sponsor. I have a sponsorship manager, Michelle Marco. She's from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And if you would like to sponsor any of these radio shows, just give her a call at 954-687-4705. I'd like to give a shout out to all of my sponsors. Certainly appreciate all of our sponsors. Sharon Norwood from Chicago, Illinois. Bethesda Memorial Funeral at the Crematorium Service out of DeSoto, Texas. Stanley Phillips, he's the owner of a Tuttle Class Pearl out of Little Rock, Arkansas. Cheryl Marat from Charlotte, North Carolina. Yvonne Blazencracker Gooch from Nashville, Tennessee. Melvin Jackson, Night Point, North Carolina. Marquise Hallman from Charlotte, North Carolina. Stephanie Booker Wilson from Greensboro, North Carolina. And Diversified Financial Network, LLC, owners Mark and Charlotte Carroll from Dallas, Texas, and Ordained Faith Publishing from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. The 3 E's of Stevie B's Media Production, it is the objective of this broadcast. We want to educate, we want to edify, we want to encourage you in a study of God's Word. Stay tuned for the Lord's invitation up next.
You're listening to the Gospel Light Radio Show.
In the midst of my trouble. the table, my Lord, yeah. And old Judas, he had just left to betray. Before going to the garden, Gethsemane, Jesus called for a song. In the midst of my trials, help me, help to do the same. Father, please give me a song
to sing.
Hey, just like
Jesus.
Listening to the Gospel Light Radio Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to extend the Lord's invitation because we don't know who's listening to this radio show. We don't know what you have heard or what you haven't heard. So we just want to make sure we do our part in sowing the seed of the kingdom. If you're not a child of God, and one cannot be a child of God until you are a Christian, until you've been born again, as the Bible teaches, then you are lost outside of Christ. It's not enough to be religious. You must obey the commands of the Lord. In order for a man to be saved, you must take heed and answer the gospel call. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 14. You must hear the gospel. John chapter 6 and verse 45. Romans chapter 10 verse 14 and 17. And the facts of the gospel are the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 3. You must believe the same. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. James chapter 2 and verse 24. You must repent. Luke chapter 13, verse 3 and 5. Acts chapter 17 and verse 30. You must confess your faith in Christ Jesus. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. Matthew chapter 10, verse 13, 32 and 33. You must be baptized in water for the remission or the forgiveness of your sins. Acts chapter 2 and verse 38, Acts 10 and verse 48, 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 21. And if you are a Christian, you've not been faithful in your service to God, we want to ask that you decide again by repentance and prayer, Acts chapter 8 and verse 22. And want to encourage you now to visit the churches of Christ that are in your immediate area. Amen. Now, see you on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the Gospel Light Radio Show.
To an aged man, God spoke words that sounded like a door. Soon his wife would bear a child, saying hard to reconcile. So we ask, can this thing be? Can a nation spring from me? With a body grown so old, in a word this man was told, your life
begins with God,
your back to life. His command caused them to rise, like the nation he would raise to the glory of his praise. Your life begins with God, your love begins with God, your hopes and your dreams.
Your life begins with
You're listening to the Gospel Light Radio Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for tuning in to our radio broadcast. We certainly appreciate all those who follow our radio show on Blog Talk Radio as well as on social media. I want to thank my co-host, Dr. Frank Washington, for that fine lesson on what does the Bible say about pornography. This is what these special editions are all about, ladies and gentlemen. We try to deal with the hard topics that you don't normally hear in your congregations. We are just so thrilled to be able to bring you a weekly broadcast. This show, the Gospel Light Radio Show, airs normally on Thursday night from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. It is our prayer that the lesson that you heard on this broadcast tonight has been beneficial to your spiritual lives and that your relationship with the Lord has been strengthened, because you're not only tuning into this radio show, but you've given yourself over to a study of God's Word. I'm your host, Stevie R. Butler, and I want to say on behalf of all of my co-hosts on the Gospel Light Radio Show, we really do appreciate all of your love and support for these radio programs. Good night, everybody. God bless you.
You're listening to the Gospel Light Radio Show.
Oh, love of God will save you. Oh, love of God.
Show. This has been a special edition.
Down on me, Lord. one.